This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
You're a New Zealander, aren't you, Barry?
That's right, Ozzy.
Of English stock?
Scottish.
What was it your first ambition to be as a youngster?
I would think, as like most young lads, I'd like a train driver, engine driver.
You've always had a mechanical turn of mind?
No, not really. I started off in an advertising agency, not as a mechanic, so I don't really like being a mechanic.
How old were you when you first became interested in motorbikes?
Oh, I think I started riding motorbikes when I was about 11 years old.
Whose bike was it?
My cousin had a motorcycle and I used to clean it for so many rides around the local field. And the more I cleaned it, the more I rode. I think I'm a little bit behind in cleaning now.
When did you get your own first motorbike?
I was about 14 when I bought my motorcycle in partnership with one of my friends.
Had you seen any speedway racing?
It had just started in Christchurch, yes.
How did you get into it? Did you just turn up and say, can I have a go?
No, there was a training track in just outside Christchurch that we used to go to that they used to charge, I think, sixpence a lap for practicing, but I was just started work and I didn't have very much money and I used to be the odd job boy around the place. Mm-hmm. And this is how I got my rides.
Now, the sliding you have to do, the broad sliding, is quite an art, isn't it?
Sliding is quite hard, but once you've learnt to slide, it's the basis of the ordinary sliding is not very hard. It's when you come to the last bit of the fine art of it, of saving time. You don't lose time by sliding too much.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to know how to ride it out of a slide more than riding it in a slide.
Yes. How many seasons did you race professionally in New Zealand?
Well, I had one season, which was approximately, I think, about 20 meetings.
Mm. And then you came to England?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you know anybody here?
Yes, there was two lads from Christchurch here, Trevor Redman and Ronnie Moore. So they were here when I arrived, so this was a big help to me.
Which club did you join?
I joined Wimbledon in London the first year.
And within two or three years, you were in the top three in the World Championship.
It sounds not long there, but it seemed ages to me at the time.
Now, you provide your own bikes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they specially made bikes?
Well, it's special for the speedway. I've got speedway machines, and on the other kind of racings, when I race on the sand tracks and grass tracks, I have another different type of machine. And then I've just started doing a little bit of ice racing, and I've got a special machine for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So you've got, what, four or five in your stable?
Oh, I'd have at least four or five, yes.
What kind of speed can you reach on a dirt track?
Well, this is, of course, by the size of speedway, because a speedway machine only has one gear and a clutch and no brakes. So if you've got a big track like Bellevue or West Ham, the end of the straight you'd probably be doing, I should think, 75 mile an hour.
As much as that?
Not so fast, but you're on a very enclosed circuit. The fence is very close and it's not so wide when you're doing speeds like this.
Well, it looks terrifying. Just how dangerous is it, apart from sort of cuts and bruises and an odd broken bone? Do many people get seriously hurt?
It's as dangerous as you make it, which is most sports, but there's the element of doubt of sonic braking on the machines. Most of the boys are professionals now, so it cuts out a lot of the bad crashes, but we normally have one fatality a year, which is round about average. Is more sometimes, but there's many broken bones.
Have you ever done yourself any serious damage?
Oh yes, I've had a few hits, but really only minor things around the feet, and last year I did my collarbone.
How long can a rider reasonably expect to keep going, into his 40s?
It used to be, but not now. There's so many young fellas around that it makes it impossible. You just can't keep the pace up. But I think I should be over my peak, but I look after myself, and I don't think age really comes into it if you live right and you eat right and sleep right.
You mentioned this ice racing just now. This is something I've read about as cropping up on the continent. How does it work?
Well, I've only done one meeting really competitive. This was in Germany at Insel. They race, they have a circuit which is normally a frozen lake, and they have spikes in the tyres, I should think, inch and a half long. And you go round virtually laying on the ice. You can go this low. You have very short handlebars and you can actually just, well, lay on the ice and go round it. It's faster than speedway as well.
Mm.
It's very spectacular.
Is anybody going to try it over here?
Well, I've got a machine over here at the moment which I'm going to do a few demonstrations on, but I don't like it very much. It's a bit dangerous, but it's something different, and I enjoy motorcycling, and this is something a little bit different for me.